Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of six different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit ARRCLED.com.
Quick question for you. What makes you feel more invigorated, less stressed, and more in control of your body? The answer, more energy. Specifically, more quantum energy, because our bodies are quantum systems. Leela Quantum Tech has figured out a way to harness quantum energy so you can reach a state of vibrancy that you've probably never felt. Dozens of studies show that Leela Q's products neutralize the effects of harmful EMFs around us and even release positive energy that can improve your blood flow, optimize your heart rate, and other benefits. Leela Q has some heavy science backing it up. A recent study looked at people who use Leela Q for just 10 minutes. The study used a special blood illumination technique called dark field microscopy, and it showed significant protective and improvement effects on blood flow. So take a quantum leap into higher vibration at LeelaQ.com/Dave and claim your exclusive 10% discount.
Today's cool fact of the day is that the scent of rosemary makes people feel more alert. Now this is useful, but it's nowhere near as useful as bulletproof coffee, which really makes people feel more alert.
Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat cold tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500.
Today, we've got something special for you on the show. Jonathan Koss, who is one of the Bulletproof readers, has agreed to join us as a quick interview. Jonathan's a 44-year-old IT professional who lost a ton of weight in a very short period of time using Bulletproof principles. So he's going to answer a few questions about how he did it, how it worked, and basically what the experience of losing this much weight can be like. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking some time to talk with me.
It's my pleasure, Dave. Thank you very much.
So you lost 40 pounds in 45 days. How did you do it?
You know, it was, and I hate to say this, but it was actually kind of easy. I heard you mentioned on Joe Rogan's podcast when he had interviewed Tate Fletcher, and they'd mentioned that you were following up and you were going to be on the podcast. So Joe Rogan's kind of my daily talk radio. I'm stuck in my office and I'll put his podcast on. And the day that you were on, I tuned in to listen, and a lot of the things that you said make sense. I mean, we were starting at a very similar point. I'm a tall guy that was over 300 pounds. I have a predilection to like to follow a paleo style diet, or I did before I met my wife. A lot of the things that you said had rang true to me. I had exercised a ton. I never really had a lot of success taking off the weight. My wife, who's 5'4 and 130 pounds, ate a ton more food than I did. And I don't know, I gained weight, she looked thin. So what you said, again, really resonated to me. So I started, I went to your website, downloaded the diet and the shopping list, and really started in that day or so after. So that's kind of how I got on the page.
Well, how did you feel those first 3 or 4 days when you went on the Bulletproof diet?
The first couple of days were a little, they were a little difficult, but not much. I had followed a low carb diet for a long time, kind of an Atkins style diet, up until the point where I met my wife, and then my diet switched and got really carb heavy. So sliding into the diet wasn't terribly difficult for me, and I like a lot of the foods on it. I love I eat a lot of kale. I like venison, so grass-fed beef wasn't really a shock to me, and actually had tried it before. You had mentioned going just completely grass-fed, and I have some local sources for all those food types, so it was really easy to go out and acquire the foods that I needed to follow the diet. And I went through a day or two of, I don't know, carb kind of withdrawal, because I really like the way that my wife cooks, and that was kind of a challenge for me. But after a couple of days, my head started clearing up. I really wasn't hungry. I even commented to you on Twitter how I was amazed at the lack of cravings that I had. And cravings is something that plagued me all my life. I was always constantly hungry. Every couple hours going to look for something to eat. And that really went away really quickly. And that made the plan really easy for me to follow. Did that answer your question?
It definitely answers the question. So the first couple of days, a little bit of carb cravings, but then cravings are gone. And that's one of the things that sounds so crazy, but when I talk about why does the Bulletproof diet work, the answer is you're never hungry. You can look at a cookie and you have willpower because your body isn't screaming at you that you're starving, so you better eat it, right?
That's very true. I tell everybody that my brain's getting what it needs now, so it's stopped messing with me.
So did you try anything like the 4-hour body, Tim Ferriss diet plan, the slow carb diet, or Atkins?
Yes, I did.
Okay, how'd that work?
I was on the Tim Ferriss when that came out, and again, I heard Tim Ferriss on Joe Rogan's podcast and was really interested. The key difference is I'd never really eaten a lot of legumes before, and that was something that I added in new and something that I wasn't totally fond of. But like with his plan, if you mix a lot of food together, it all tastes the same. So I was doing a lot of that. But with his diet, I lost a little bit of weight very slowly, and I was always hungry. So just the amounts of food that I were eating, quite frankly, like bordered on ridiculous. I was eating 2 and 3 times the amounts I would eat off of my normal diet, and weight came off, but I don't know. I ended up not liking it. It really put me out of sync with my family life. I was really just focused on cooking and eating all the time, and so I eventually kind of stopped that.
Yeah, there's some differences. I mean, you're over 40. I turned 40 a couple of weeks ago. And the difference between something you can handle when you're 30 and something you can handle when you're 40 metabolically is, even if you're on an anti-aging program, it's a very big difference. Mm-hmm. How did the cheat day make you feel when you used that versus like a Bulletproof cheat day of rice and sweet potatoes? Was there a difference?
Yeah, there was a substantial difference. I felt terrible most of after the cheat days, to the point where I kind of knocked the cheat day off. I don't know. I've found out since then, just through some experimentation, that I have some gluten sensitivities. I definitely have trouble with dairy. So I've eliminated that completely from my diet. And although I don't have any issue, interestingly enough, with grass-fed milk, I have no issue whatsoever. But yeah, so those things really didn't work for me.
It makes sense that would work that way. I'm a fan of a carb recharge, but this sort of the fantasy that you can just abuse yourself nutritionally one day a week and feel good the rest of the week, I have not found that to be true for myself. So I'm a fan of Tim Ferriss's work. I think he's really done a great job of bringing some of these ideas, particularly around exercise and high intensity interval training out there. But I can't really back the 4-hour body kind of eating perspective, although it's a lot closer to right than a typical American diet. How did you feel like from maybe an anxiety or from like an anger, like stress kind of perspective when you cut over to the Bulletproof diet? Did you notice a difference in either clarity or calmness?
I've had some issues with the feeling foggy, kind of attributed those to just the age related difficulties. And I had experimented with supplementing and taking some nootropics, and those had alleviate that. But I found that when I went bulletproof, that's one of the things when I started the bulletproof diet, I eliminated all the supplements I was taking. I really wanted to get a base level, see where I was at and where I could go. And I noticed that I was sharper. I had the clarity that you know, it was taking me 20 or 30 pills a day to achieve. So I was really pleased with that. I definitely don't have the brain fog, and words definitely come a lot quicker to me now. I don't stumble like I used to, and I talk to people for the most part for a living, so that's pretty important to me.
Wow. Are you doing the Bulletproof coffee or just the diet?
No, my day starts with Bulletproof coffee. I don't know if I could live without it anymore.
It's all I've had today. I'm looking at, it's almost 2 in the afternoon where I am, and yeah, it's how I start my day, because I don't want to have the fog come back, you know?
It definitely. No, I got, I just got another 5 pounds of your coffee in the mail. I've gone deep with the upgraded coffee. But yeah, I do. I have a couple of cups in the morning right off the bat. I might have another one around noon. And I use MCT oil and Kerrygold grass-fed butter. And if I want to stay up later, I'll have another one about 2 o'clock. But beyond that, I'll cut off at about 2 o'clock with coffee. And my first meal kicks in about 2 o'clock. And it's been... the last week or so, I've really gone to, for whatever reason, eggs really seem to work for me. I did, some kind of grass-fed beef or grass-fed bison. There's a ranch local to me that I can get just about any game meat that I want from. But I found that, I don't know, I seem to work a little bit better with, 3 or 4 eggs, just lightly cooked in some grass-fed butter. And then I'll have a dinner probably around 6 o'clock of fish or meats or whatever.
It sounds like you're doing the Bulletproof diet perfectly, because the cravings are gone, the mental clarity is there, and eggs are such a boost for mental performance, right? Because you get the phosphatidylcholine and just all of the essential fatty acids that are in the yolk, as well as the vitamins. I am a huge fan of lightly or uncooked egg yolks, particularly, as being just fundamental to human performance.
Man, I don't know if I could do totally uncooked, but I've always lightly cooked eggs, so that's not a problem for me.
Try to get some ice
cream. Protein in the morning is, no matter what you're doing, is a good way to start the day as opposed to anything else. And my wife has seen some benefits from doing that. So, with the firsthand experience, I just feel better going that way. So that's kind of where that's what I've adopted.
Awesome. Jonathan, thanks a ton for sharing your experience on the show with all the listeners. Any final words of advice for someone who's thinking about trying the Bulletproof diet?
Definitely. Don't think about it. Just try it. It's made a huge difference in my life, Dave. My kids comment that I'm more relaxed. I feel great. I'm starting to look great. Everybody seems to be happy about that. And it's really been one of the easiest things I've ever done. So you can't go wrong giving it a shot.
Thank you so much. And hearing that it's having this kind of an effect on people's life just gives me a really just a great sense of personal satisfaction. Like, that's why I did this blog and all. So thanks for trying it, and thanks for taking the time to share your experience. Have an awesome day.
Hey, you too. Thank you. It was truly my pleasure.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem, or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.